Blog Talk Radio.
America, America, you gotta fight for America, the land of the free, the home of the brave, red, white, and blue. America!
Exactly what Pope St. John Paul II said in his writing on our pilgrimage to eternity. And what we have seen here recently, the FBI continues to show their bias for liberalism. President Trump is looking unbeatable. And I think that the Democrats know it. Cheating and lying is all they know. And here I got my co-host, Representative Sutton, who I'll be bringing on here in just a second, just to let you all know that here in October, we are going to be going to, in Olathe, the public square, and we are going to pray the rosary. It's a rosary rally. America needs Fatima for traditional marriage in America. Traditional marriage deserves public recognition. To quote Pope Pius the Ninth, in his encyclical on Christian marriage, how great is the dignity of chaste wedlock, to proclaim that marriage is between one man and one woman. Due to the sexual revolution, society's understanding of true marriage has become blurred. Let us charitably remind our fellow Americans what true marriage is. Traditional marriage is good for the family. Healthy marriages produce healthy families. Traditional marriage is good for America. America is simply a union of thousands of families. When marriage and the family are healthy, so is America, the fountainhead from which the state draws its life. Wedlock and the family, Pope Pius the 11th. Many marriages are not good and do not please our Lord. Our Lady of Fatima to Blessed Jacinta. This was said by Our Lady in 1917, that what would Our Lady say today? We need to offer public prayer so that holy and traditional marriage will be restored in America. Saint Joseph is the spouse of the Mother of God and the pillar of families. These rallies are being held in his honor, seeking his intervention to restore traditional marriage to America. The entire Christian life bears the mark of the spousal love of Christ in the church. Christian marriage, in its turn, becomes a officious sign, the sacrament of the covenant of Christ in the church. That's paragraph 1617 of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. We can have total confidence that our public prayer will get results. There's 20,000 rallies all over the country. And so the reason I'm saying this and bringing this out is because I'm hoping that our members or anyone out there will join such a rally in your locale, your parish, or your area. Our prayers will bring graces down upon all who see our rallies and will help restore traditional marriage and the family in America. Half of marriages end in divorce. This is not part of God's plan. Our prayerful presence and sacrifice of offering our rally in public will help to foster traditional and wholesome marriages that produce children who will become candidates for heaven. And in time of evil, we have an even greater duty to stand up for the teachings and institutions of the church. By these rallies, we let our Lord, we show our Lord that we stand up for traditional marriage, which was created by him. In return, he will bless our efforts and count us among his chosen disciples, just like Saint Veronica, the holy women, Saint John, Saint Mary Magdalene, and of course, Our Lady. And so, Representative Sutton, I spoke with your son today, and he told me that you were out campaigning today for America. How you doing today, brother?
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. It's that time of year again, and I absolutely love campaigning.
Yeah, I know you do. That's awesome. And you, the last 2 weeks, you've kind of been out doing that with the fair and I think you had something else that you were doing this last week. So, but you're
right,
out there.
Yep. I was out at a meeting of independent oil and gas operators last week, and that was down in Wichita, and was talking to them about energy policy. And I'll tell you what, they're pretty concerned, and rightfully so. Oh. And then I was out. Obviously, like you said today, I was out knocking doors with with my campaign. I was also with the Amanda Atkins campaign, who's running for 3rd District U.S. House. And we just had a blast. Just had a blast. A beautiful weather for it. I always love going door to door because you never know what you're gonna get. You know, the quote Forrest Gump there. You know.
I understand.
It's always interesting.
And today, I got a new addition on my flag detail. I switched Trump over his flag with the American flag, Oh Glory, to my right hand. So in my right hand, I'm carrying both flags, the American flag and Trump flag, in my right hand. In my left hand, I got a new flag of Saint Michael the Archangel I got yesterday. And oh, and it is awesome. I love it. I love it. It's nice, beautiful flag.
Did you happen to ask my son about the tattoo on his shoulder and back?
I saw his arm, and he showed me that, you know, I saw where, you know, Adam and God, the, you know, the creator, you know, the work of Michelangelo, you know, he showed
on
me that.
His shoulder and back is Saint Michael the Archangel.
Oh, wow. Now, I didn't see that. He had a shirt on, so I saw his arm.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was the first one that he ever got.
Wow. That's awesome.
We're big fans.
I told him that you were a co-host on the Deeper Truth, you know, Freedom Isn't Free. Oh, yeah, that is so cool.
He asked me about that, yeah.
And we got Mike from New Jersey. Mike, what do you got? What do you think about all this tonight?
I even have more excitement for you.
Okay.
Do you notice any difference in the way I sound?
Well,
you sound
kind of jubilant.
You sound clear.
Yeah.
You sound a lot more clear.
I'm coming through the studio. We had it up and running at about 1:30 last night.
Seeing
as we do that, we might as well let people know who we are.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Deeper Truth Radio Network, bringing the deeper truth. Deeper Truth Radio. Now,
you barely hear it, Mike.
Yeah, you're coming through a lot clearer than it is.
Yeah, you're much more clear than it is. And while Mike is kind of looking and working on that a little bit, we also got.
I've got one other thing.
Well, we hired
a
good.
Campaign,
I understand, right?
You want to go with that? You want to go with your next? With an, you want to go?
Put that on hold and let me bring Doc. Hey, Doc. Come on, Doc.
Hey, y'all. Greetings. I want to go to what you were saying about bring back traditional marriage, bring back traditional family. That goes right back to what I was talking about, what I've been talking about. The tradition that you're talking about is the Latin Rite marriage. We need to bring that back because masculinity was stripped from the marriage rite when they switched to the Novus Ordo. Those 12 Protestant priests, our preachers, got together and gave us our new mass. They removed all masculinity from the mask. And what's the divorce rate, did you say? 50%? Well, back then it wasn't. Back then, you because it was a vow, it wasn't a contract. It was a vow, and you took it serious. My vow to the military still stands strong to this country. That doesn't have an expiration date. A vow doesn't have an expiration date. A contract can, and they're fallible, and they can fall apart. But a vow is a little bit more set in stone. And when you talk about tradition, people that get married that way with the families, when I go to mass, to see a family with less than 3-4 children is strange. I feel like a pariah because I just have my 2 boys. Most of the families, they show up in buses. A family has a bus. You talk about kids. The guy's got like 7 or 8 kids. I seen one is 13 kids. The landmass families are breeding. And here's the thing about this. When they turn the age of reason, when they can go out and make their own decision, these kids, they stay in the church. I was meeting with a father. We were talking about the landmass, and these kids came in to sing him happy birthday. I thought it was very sweet. And when he left, I said, "Father, in 10 years, how many of those kids are going to still be in the church?" And he shook his head in shame because he knew what I was talking about. You're 100% right. These things that you're talking about, Don, you need to tell people where they're at. We need to bring back the traditions of our church, the real traditions of our church. And marriage is one of the foundations. They took the father out of the home for 6 generations. It's time to bring him home. Anyway, that's my thing for now. I got more. But I wanted to comment on that because when you said that, I was jumping out of my skin.
Well, you know, I got something. This is something I think is so important. Hold on. And hold on, Mike. I'll bring you right back here in a minute or two. But this is something I think that is important. You know, Pope Leo XIII, he said this, to recoil before an enemy or to keep silence when from all sides such clamors are raised against truth is the part of a man either devoid of character or who entertains doubt or as truth of what he professes to believe. The only one who wins when Christians stay quiet are the enemies of truth. The silence of Catholics is particularly disturbing because frequently a few bold words would have vanquished the false ideas. And, you know, that is something. And then I got this here, too. Pope Pius X, he was the successor to Pope Leo XIII. Pope Pius X, he said this, you know, when one day he was walking in Vatican City and he came up to a group of his cardinals. He posed this question to them. What is the need today to save society? The group of cardinals began to deliberate this question. One shouted, "Build Catholic schools." Another one cried out, "Build more churches." And yet another answered, "Speed up the recruiting of priests." And then Pope Pius X said, he took the opportunity to say, "No, the most necessary thing of all at this time is for every parish to possess a group of laymen who will be at the same time virtuous, enlightened, resolute, truly apostolic." Oh, man. So the Knights of Columbus, and I tell you what, the Knights of Columbus that I'm with here at Pope St. John Paul II Parish, these guys are awesome. And they prayed the rosary, and I prayed the rosary with them the other day. Well, twice already, and all of them. And the whole rosary, I mean, it was wonderful. It was wonderful. And it's just, I feel that. I feel exactly what Pope Pius X was saying. And the Knights of Columbus, you know, is an opportunity to do that. And so, Representative Sutton, what do you think about that? I know you're big into prayer.
I'm huge into prayer, and I was also the Grand Knight of the Knights of Columbus for a couple of years prior to serving in the legislature. And I agree that it is absolutely the backbone of the future of the Catholic Church, without a doubt. Men getting involved, men living their faith is absolutely vital. And it's something that I think has been ignored for far too long. Now, interesting story. Interesting story, by the way. I just went to check because I was afraid my memory might not be serving me correctly. But, of course, that was the flaw. My memory is always accurate. I was in an antique store one time. This was probably 20-some-odd years ago. was in an antique store, and I'm always looking at art because I'm kind of a fan, and I was looking at the paintings that they had and the prints and so forth, just to see if there was a hidden treasure there hiding in the antique store. Well, I ran across this damaged frame, ugly looking things sitting shoved into the corner. I pulled it out of none other than Pope Leo the 13th.
Oh, wow.
And I couldn't leave it sitting, obviously, you know, for people to just ignore and not care about. So that painting for the last 20 years has been hanging in my house, Pope Leo the 13th.
Wow.
I
that's cool.
Yeah, absolutely. JP2 is up there too, by the way. But Pope Leo the 13th and John Paul II are the two that I have hanging in my collection.
Wow, that's awesome. That is awesome.
I thought it was cool that you brought him up because nobody pays attention to him anymore.
Oh, I spend a lot because of what he had to say. And what he did.
Absolutely.
And
the guy was an intellectual giant. And I swear he could tell the future.
Yes. And it's interesting you said that because it is from him that the prayer of St. Michael, and that used to be said, and it's coming back in many parishes now where we're saying after Mass, we're saying the St. Michael prayer now again.
At divine
and
mercy after
see that.
Every Mass.
Yeah. And I'm glad to see it coming back. And the month of August, which we're almost out of the month of August, but the month of August, the Catholic Church, in fact, this is, to me, it's interesting to me because the month of August is dedicated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Since the 16th century, Catholic piety has assigned entire months to special devotions. So coming up in September, I will be switching over from in the Prayer for America, switching over, utilizing also the Immaculate Heart of Mary, going to the Seven Sorrows of Mary, which is important. And this is something here that I just can't help but I think I'll share this because of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Mary said this. In reference to salvation of our own soul, to all those who on the first Saturday of five consecutive months fulfill all the conditions requested, I promise to assist them at the hour of death with all the graces necessary for the salvation of their soul. This little devotion, practiced with a good heart, is then enough to procure infallibly for us, as with the sacraments, the grace of final perseverance, of eternal salvation. And this promise is without any exclusion, limitation, restriction to all who I promise heaven for eternity for five holy communions. Think about that. That's coming from Our Lady. And then for salvation of sinners, how many of us have family members and friends that have left the church? So new, and this is what the Virgin Mary says, so numerous are the souls with which the justice of God condemns for sins committed against me, that I come to ask for reparation. Sacrifice yourselves for this intention and pray. And so Our Lady said this to Sister Lucia at Tai, Spain, on June 13th, 1929. And so in consideration of this little devotion, Jesus and Mary wishes to give the grace of pardon to souls who have had the misfortune of offending the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And that's what what Sister Lucia wrote in a letter in May 1930. And this is wild. Peace in the world. This is something else that Our Lady said. Whether the world has war, which we see at the Ukraine and because of Russia, whether the world has war or peace depends on the practice of this devotion. I couldn't help it. When I read that the first time, I got, wow. Along with the consecration of Russia to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, this is why I desire its propagation so ardently, especially because this is also the will of our dear mother in heaven, Sister Lucy, March 19th, 1939. and the promise made by Our Lady to Lucia on July 13, 1917, that there would be a future manifestation concerning the practice of the five first Saturdays was fulfilled on December 10, 1925. Lucia was then a postulate sister in the Dorinthian convent at Tai, Spain. On this occasion, Our Lady appeared together with the child Jesus, who spoke first to Lucia. And ladies and gentlemen, please listen to what I'm saying here. This is what Jesus said to Lucia. Jesus said this: "Have compassion on the heart of your most holy mother, covered with thorns, which ungrateful men place therein at every moment, while there is no one who does an act of reparation to withdraw them for her." And then Our Lady addressed Lucia following what Jesus said. She said, "Behold my daughter, my heart encircled with thorns, with which ungrateful men pierce it at every moment by their blasphemies and ingratitude. Give me consolation, you at least, and make known on my behalf that I promise to assist at the hour of death with the graces necessary for salvation all who on the first Saturday of five consecutive months confess their sins, receive Holy Communion, recite five decades of the Rosary, and keep me company for 15 minutes meditating on the mysteries of the Rosary with the purpose of making reparation to my Immaculate Heart." Now, that is just something. I mean, Representative Sutton, that to me, that is the, this should become the center of Deeper Truth and Grace Force in this whole thing about this novena that we're doing for America. This needs, what do you think of that there, Bill?
How can I follow that up? Of course I agree with that. That's phenomenal.
Oh, it's just amazing. Mike, you have any thought on this? Mike's probably, he's just chopping at the bit just to get into this. Mike, what do you think of this?
The whole, it seems that it's so simple. You know, you follow this roadmap, and it gets you where you're going.
Wow, I love that. And you're 100% right there, Mike. And it is simple. And this coming Saturday, but next week, will be a first Saturday. So if you're going to go to Mass on, to honor that first Saturday, then you still go to Mass on Sunday, too. So you're going to be going to Mass. And so Our Lady is, what Our Lady is asking is to go to confession and to receive Holy Communion and to pray the Rosary, meditating on the mysteries of the Rosary. Oh, this is, you said it. It's our Lord is not burdened. It says, what does he say? He says, come to me, you who are burdened, and you will find rest. Wow. It all comes together. Wow. And when we're dealing with, we got November. I mean, November's coming in. It's not that awful far. I mean, we got September and October. But we're doing this novena for America. We need to pray for America and dedicate America. I'm telling people now, I'm a thorn picker. I'm a thorn picker. Well, think about that. I mean, when I'm out there doing my march, I'm doing that in reparation, for the ingratitude, blasphemies, and ingratitude of that men are without. I mean, I'm trying to offer that as a reparation for me. It's a sacrifice, but it's good for me too. It's definitely good for me, for my health and everything else. But I mean, and plus also with the flags, that is just something that is just I just can't help it. I love it. I love because when I retired out of the Army, when I retired, I did not do away with my vow that I would defend our Constitution against enemies, foreign and domestic, that I made when I raised my right hand. That did not end with me when I retired, but I am doing what I can and to the to vote. We need to vote, and we need to vote and know what's going on in order to vote. Not that that's what we've done. And go ahead, Mike.
You remember that we have enemies in this country, foreign and domestic.
Yes,
yeah,
indeed.
In high places. High places. Have you, Mike? You probably have read this or heard this. You heard about the daughter of Biden, who's come out in a book or whatever it's been released, that Biden would have showers with his daughter, and she thought herself that was inappropriate. Have you seen that or heard that?
No, I haven't come across that one.
That was on the
news. I did run across that one. Yeah,
You heard it then. I did.
Someone was just convicted with stealing that diary, and they sold it to the guy who does all the undercover videos on Planned Parenthood.
Oh.
What was his name?
I know who you're talking about.
I just don't have a name.
I think it might be James O'Keefe or whatever company he works for. They sold it to him, and he's the one releasing all this stuff. And, no one seems to be doubting the veracity, just how they came upon it. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah. And it just tells you about something about the man. It tells you something about Biden. I mean, the guy's got to be sick.
From the get-go.
I mean, I have a daughter, my daughter Petra Marie, and I can't even imagine something like that. I would.
Petra?
I mean, when
is
she
that,
was
really
just a,
is that her name, Petra?
Petra Marie.
That's awesome.
I named her initially. Yeah, I named her. Petra is Greek, and I was honoring Saint Peter the Apostle. Yes, and then plus also Petra is one of my favorite bands of all time. It's a Christian group, Christian band that I love. They're my favorite group of all time.
Oh, I didn't even go there. I went straight to St. Peter.
Yeah, well, that is an honor. So, Petra. And then Marie, in honor of Our Lady. I wanted to honor Our Lady as well. And so, but I can't even imagine having, something like a grown man, a father, showering with his daughter at any age, whether it's, that's just unbelievable. I mean, it's sad. It's very sad. It's very, She said she was oversexed. That's one thing his daughter said, that growing up she was oversexed. Yep.
Well, we saw how Hunter turned out, so I'm not surprised by that.
Yeah. Sad. It is so sad. And even now, if they truly repented and truly transformed and really became really, really Catholic, they could transform themselves. And what a story that would be if they did that. But they're commercially. See, that's one thing about commercial Catholics, like you might find a lot, in the Northeast somewhere, a lot. How can you be a Catholic and vote for abortion and all this stuff? There's just no possible way. And,
I'm personally opposed, but.
Yeah.
That just sickens me. You plug in any other crime against humanity, and that argument looks specious as all get out. You plug in anything. I'm personally opposed to murder, but if somebody else wants to do it, I'm opposed to slavery, but if somebody else wants to have slaves, that's their business. I'm personally opposed to sex trafficking, but if somebody else wants to do it, that's their choice. I don't want to step on that. It's ridiculous. The entire argument is specious. It's insane.
It's wicked. Wow.
It's wicked. Exactly.
Let me get Doc back in here, because I bet he's kind of chomping at the bits to get into this too. Hey, Doc, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm opposed to abortion, but personally, I'm opposed to it. Yeah, but I'm getting a Ferrari, so they're going to be able to do what they want. Yeah, that's what that's about. Don, you know, I mean, look, I have seen Biden for the last 50 years in office. I'm that old. And the dude is I personally right now I don't actually hold him personally responsible. It's his handlers. But he does have a problem. There is overwhelming I don't want to say hardcore evidence, but evidence out there that there is some major child trafficking going on, and a lot of these Washington elites are behind it. Where are the names? I mean, we know every swinging Richard and Mary Sue at Washington, D.C. on December 6th. We know every person. If you walked your dog in Washington, D.C. on December 6th, they knew it. They know who you were, where you were, and you're being held for questioning. But they don't know who flew out to that island. They can't release that?
Yeah.
No, they ain't going to release it. And the deafening, the silence on it is deafening. Where are all the men? Where's the outrage? Where are the upset mothers? Where are the victims? I mean, if this really happened, you know, I've seen them on these crime shows lock a guy up 30 states away on a piece of fiber they found in a garbage can at the bottom of a dumpster. You know, and you're telling me you got a whole island? And no, I don't buy it. You know, the men need to step up. We need to demand answers, because if you just knew, I'm saying this from personal experience. I was a paramedic for several decades. If you knew just half of the level of depravity that these victims, children, 6, 7 years old, younger, went through,
yeah,
you wouldn't be able to hear yourself from all the roar. But instead, what do you hear? Crickets. You know, there's a thing out there. A guy named Edward Pendleton wrote it. He got it from an essay from Liberty Over Order. It was published in the Richmond Examiner, 1801. It's called Danger Not Over. And to go back to something you said, Don, I'm just going to read one sentence from this thing. And it says, and engage us in wars abroad for the sake of advancing party projects at home, or abuse in government. Sound familiar? I mean, this guy wrote a blueprint of what we got going on right now. And the reason we didn't have it back then is because the men didn't allow it. You said it yourself. It only takes a few. It only takes a few to say, no, we're not going to do that. No, you can't do that. And we can turn this around. But we got to get back to traditional. We got to bring back the Latin Rite.
Well, you know something that as far as President Trump, one of the reasons why I think he has stood up against all the attacks on him, all the false, Russia, and all the stuff that they've done, try to get him down, but because he is so strong with his family, with his kids, they are awesome and they are close. And his grandkids, and I think that is the difference right there for Trump, President Trump. One of the things that make him so valuable to us is because of his being a father and a businessman. But he's a father first, who put his heart and soul in raising his children to be good Americans. And so I think that says, what do you think about that there, Bill? I mean, have you heard about his family? How close he's with his family?
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. This guy's a phenomenal father. you know, they try to smear that, and in return, really, all they come up with is they've got to smear the entire family, because they all, I mean, they're one unit and they're strong, and that's a bulletproof combination, and I love it.
Yeah, I do too.
One other little piece here. By the way, we were talking about Epstein, who didn't kill himself. There was a guy named Hoffenberg was just found dead, who was another associate of Epstein. Did this guy kill himself? I don't know. He was 77 years old. It's possible that he did not, but you know, the body count around this Jeffrey Epstein is pretty phenomenal.
There's no way they can let it out. The establishment would lose all credibility. If the names came out, the establishment would lose all credibility. We as a society would say, okay, we're going to tolerate this and they can do what they want, or no, it has to end now. If it all came out, it's too horrific to think about, really.
I want to see Maxwell's book. Where is Maxwell's client list?
I would like to see the information. Yeah, I want to see who got on the plane. I want to know what was brought over there. There is a manifest for every single piece of equipment brought to that island going back from the time they started going there. We know everything that was brought there. Every person, every package, it's all written down. It has to. If they got stopped by the Coast Guard halfway, boom. Now, I'm sure the people that were running it made sure that that never happened, but just in case, there has to be records. And I know they know who the people are. You know, so.
Whatever happened to Ghislaine Maxwell's book? She had a book, Ghislaine Maxwell. She had a book of the clients. Where is it? Why is it not public?
Yeah. Because
Clinton's trying to stay silent. you can bet your behind that if Donald Trump was in that book, it would be front page news everywhere on the entire planet.
Oh, yeah. But the thing is, that's one of the reasons they wanted to get rid of Trump. He was going after them.
Exactly.
Do you know how many people were liberated because of Trump being in office from sex crimes and sex slaves? I mean, there were literally hundreds, if not thousands, of people that got out of it because he was in office. The police. I actually met a guy. He was working security for a senator here that was campaigning locally, and I met him. And him and a bunch of retired Special Forces guy actually are actively hunting these monsters down with great success. So, yeah, I mean, and I do believe the former administration kind of added a little fuel to that. But now we're arming the accountants. Now we got to arm the accountants. 7,000
of them.
Accountants. Wow. We can't arm our teachers, but we can arm the accountants.
Exactly. Here's your 10 key. Here's your AR. Off you go. Get to work.
Yeah. Hey, you said something about a book. Don will give you my information. Give me a call. I'm down with it.
Okay, very good.
You remember? And Mike, you were trying to get a hold of, say something to Representative Sutton, Mike.
Yeah, the way he was describing him, how he's such a super father, and how he's got both feet on the ground. This is one reason why I created this little commercial for Mr. Trump.
Hey, I tell you what you can do on those that you got like there, send them to me and I can put them on the studio in here like we've done in the past, which I mean
Yeah, it's real quiet. It's real quiet, though. I can't hear it very well.
Yeah, we can't hear it. We can't hear it. But if you send it to me, I could put it on. I could put it on here, and it'll be perfect.
Well,
right now
I don't have internet access to do that.
Yeah,
oh,
but
okay.
I mean, when you can. But the Mike is awesome when he comes. When he gets an opportunity to put things together like this, I mean, he's a master at it. I love what he's done. I think Johnny Cash is up there. And he's thinking, man, they made a Christian song out of I Walk the Line, and I love it.
Hey, wait a minute, Donald. You are missing something. Your background.
Oh, I was
Birthday.
Born in 1956. Yeah, I was born in 1956, and the year that Johnny Cash came out with I Walk the Line. So I've been walking the line ever since. That's true.
Really? I did not realize that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is true. And so I grew up with Johnny Cash in that sense. I mean, from 1966, he came out with an album called Bitter Tears and dealing with the American Indian. And, man, from that time on, I was a big Johnny Cash fan when I was a nine-year-old kid, you know. Yeah.
You want to try this one more time?
Sure.
We can try it one time, but go for it. I'm not hearing anything.
Yeah,
no.
It was quiet before. Now there's nothing.
Yeah.
Donald, tell us more about these meetings that you were talking about.
Okay, these are rallies that are being held all over the country. They're for traditional marriage in America, and they are rallies. They're America Needs Fatima. And so that's exactly what we're really looking to, the rallies. And I spoke with the representative, the founder of it, yesterday. And I'll tell you this. She has an outstanding story. She almost died 9 times as a result of an accident. And she was she almost died 9 times. But she credits the rosary saving her life. And she's real. It's just powerful, and she wants to, it's 20,000 rallies all over the country with the purpose of a rally for traditional marriage in America. So if you got anything like this in your areas, whether it's in New Jersey or I know, I can tell you this, Bill, that we got it happening in Olathe, so you can join us.
What's the date on that again?
October the 15th, that's 2022, and it's going to be at 12 noon. And that's,
October 15th,
they're all going to be 12 noon. And they're all going to be 12. Well, it's going to be at the – it's going to be at the public square there in Olathe. So that's where we're setting it up.
Yeah, it's in front of City Hall.
Go ahead there.
Okay, very good.
Donald, that woman that started it all, can you have her call me? I'll see if I can put one together around here.
Hey, I'll do that. I'll call her and see. Because
she'll
send you the material that you need. way you can become a rosary, a captain. I'm a captain.
I want to bring back the traditional. That's all I'm about. I want to bring back the real tradition when marriage was a covenant, when it meant something, whether something you did in a weekend and changed it out. I knew a couple, they got married and divorced 6 times. They just got remarried. They're married and divorced now. They're married. I think this is the 6th time they've been married.
Well, maybe it'll stick this time.
That's crazy. What the hell are you doing?
I don't know.
No,
how you
no.
Know,
they,
but, I mean,
do
to get
they
it
know
normal, it takes
I,
years.
I,
Marriage is supposed to be a covenant between a man and a woman. The two become one. Yeah. It's a vow. It doesn't change. It doesn't go away. You know, they're going to do things you're not going to like, sweetheart. Guess what? You ain't a bucket of sunshine either all the time. You know, you learn to work together, to live together. And you make compromises. And you actually do for them because it makes them feel good. And it's good for them. It doesn't hurt you or help you in any way, shape, or form. And you know what? That's okay, too. I've been married 27 years, and here's a hot tip. I got divorced 3 times before I ever got married. Now, ask me how that's done. I don't know, but each one cost me a house, a piece of land, and a vehicle. And if that ain't divorce, I don't know what else is.
That's it.
So, I mean, if it's real, if it's an actual oath, a real covenant, it will work. Because it's got that thing called a foundation. But if you're doing it because of health care or because of... You're compatible physically or whatever, it ain't going to last because you ain't the same 10 years from now that you were 10 years ago. You know, you change and you grow. And if you don't want to be with this person in 10 years from now, there you go.
No, it doesn't work that way. It's till death do we part. But, Bill, I mean, this is going fast. Is there anything that you saw that happened? I mean, what did you think about the FBI going after Trump's, what they did, the raid? Was your thought on that?
That was a fishing expedition from the get-go. I don't think they found anything either. And if they did, well, I don't believe they did, so it doesn't really matter. But there were so many strange elements to that, like not letting his lawyers present. What kind of a search warrant is that? I've never even heard of that sort of thing before. You turn off your security cameras and don't let your attorneys be present. What on earth? The left has, for the last 4 years, well, actually 6 years now, the last 6 years called Donald Trump a fascist. This is what fascism is, guys. This, when you have a hearing, the January 6th kangaroo court, with no defense testimony, when you have a search warrant with no lawyers present and security cameras turned off, guys, this has crossed over from fascism to banana republic bullshit. This is ridiculous. I've never heard of such a thing in America. I'm utterly, the more I hear about it, the more shocked, appalled, speechless. I don't know. I'm not even sure how to describe my feelings on this. It's bizarre as can be. I can't even imagine it. I never thought I would see this in America.
And considering that President Trump actually told the FBI that we're there, he said, come in at any time, take whatever you feel, whatever you need. And they told him to just put a padlock on this for security, and he did it. And he was working with them. That's the thing. It's not like he was hiding anything.
Yeah, this has nothing to do. This has nothing to do with. This is entirely a witch hunt, and it's a banana republic style frame job. This is ridiculous. I can't even put this into words. It shocks and appalls me.
Well, and I think it's made President Trump look stronger. I think it makes him look stronger.
It just guaranteed him the presidency. Again.
I think so. I hope so. And what I'm concerned about is because, you know, this red wave that they were talking about us getting the House back and the Senate back, now they're talking about making abortion such an issue. And I don't know if, I mean, you know, would we lose some because of that, the abortion? Or, you know, have you heard anything about that? Or what do you think about that?
Well, I mean, obviously, I think Dobbs played a big role in the value of them both election vote. So I think there's some merit to that. Absolutely. Do I think it'll continue until November? I think that might be wishful thinking. The reality is, people are still paying more for gas. People are still paying more for groceries. Inflation is still going, well, not necessarily going up, but hasn't gone down. So, you know, I really don't, and not to mention the fact that we add in this college loan semi bailout sort of executive order thing that is completely unconstitutional. I don't have, if I were a Democrat, I'd be pretty scared right now coming into November.
I hope so.
Amanda Atkins has a strong ground game, and based on the people today, you know, like I said, I was out campaigning for quite a while today, and folks were receptive. I mean, they want to hear what she has to say, and we weren't hitting hardcore Republicans. We were hitting swing voters.
Was
that
was
the target
now,
of the day.
Did you, or were you out and about at this, what you were doing campaigning? Was that here in town or was that elsewhere?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We were over in Precinct 10. Yeah. And,
wow.
And like I said, we weren't hitting the hardcore Republicans because we're pretty confident we've got their votes. So we were hitting the swing voters, the light Ds, the light Rs, and the unaffiliated. The ones who don't often come out to vote unless it's a presidential. And I'll tell you what, the folks were awfully receptive. They see what Amanda had to say. We have a Ask Amanda event in that precinct on September 8th, and I'll be attending too. There were a lot of folks who were saying, yeah, I want to have a chat with her, see what's up. And these, like I said, these were not your hardcore right, you know, that we're talking. We didn't even touch their doors. We were only touching the soft R's and the soft C's and the unaffiliated.
Wow. Well, I can tell you just from what I'm seeing, because can you imagine how many people that I've been out there with the Trump flag and all
the gas
is
passing
that,
you all the time. I've passed you three or four times.
Yeah, and I mean it's incredible the support that I'm getting, and I mean it's hard to get a leg on that in the sense that, but I think it's a lot, thousands and thousands for sure since June 15th since Flag Day. I've been doing this every day, 4 miles, you know, every day.
And you haven't been hydrating appropriately, by the way. I see no water bottle on you. I see no water bottle on you when you're walking.
Well, because I got my hands full, but I do drink something.
I'm going to have to get you a Camelback.
Hey, that's not a bad idea. I do drink something before I go off. Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
It takes you 3 days to hydrate. It takes you 3 hours to screw it all up. You do the math.
Yeah, so that's
drink your water.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. So that I will drink something beforehand, and then I'll usually come out here. I come out on my route my porch here, and I will pray the rosary and the Divine Mercy, And then I will also drink some water as I'm doing that. And I'm cooling off out there because I usually got a nice little breeze there too. So that does help. I went from 275, my highest weight I've ever been, to now 226, which is, you know, I mean, it's good. I feel good about that.
That's a 50-pound drop, man.
Yeah, it is. It is.
That's
and I've
beautiful.
Been eating good. My wife is feeding me. My wife is awesome. She could cook. Oh, gosh. But I've been doing this every day, and it's good for me. It's good for my stroke, and it's good for my prostate cancer. I mean, all this is good. You know, that's what the doctors are telling me. You know, it's good to do this.
It is.
And
I agree. I love the fact that you're walking, but I do worry about your hydration because you're out there and, you know, I've seen you out there at 100-degree temperatures. You can't drink enough water to keep up with that.
Yeah, especially when it's that hot. Oh, gosh. Yeah, when it's 100 degrees out there. I'm sweating. I come back and I'm all drenched. Just almost like when I was in Saudi Arabia and Iraq, you know.
and that's like water that is no longer flowing through your kidneys.
Yeah, that's true. So we'll be walking, we'll be knocking it out. But we are in overtime, and I'm so glad that you're here. You think you'll be here next week there, Bill, or do you have any plans?
Just one second. Let me double check. I don't think so, but let me make sure I'm not lying to you. Hold on.
But, no, we love it because I know that when you're out there, you're working for us, you know. You're doing the things, you know, what you do is important. But this is cool, too. This is awesome,
The only thing on my calendar for next Saturday is my father's birthday. He doesn't celebrate it. I don't celebrate mine either. So because mine's coming up next week, you know, during the week. But his is on Saturday, but he's not going to have a party, and neither am I. So, by golly, there we go.
Okay.
We're all good for next Saturday.
Oh, that'd be excellent. And I know that Mike and Doc, they love you. And we're glad to have you back.
I squeezed in and made sure I was born early so that I could be born during the celebration of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. I was hugging the line, but I made it.
Well, if he went over the line, you'd have been right there perfectly for the Seven Sorrows of Mary. So
yeah,
I mean,
but
you know,
Seven
that's
Sorrows.
Good
how do you get hyped up for that? Come on, Immaculate Heart. That's the one you get hyped up for.
Yeah, it's like a banner. It's like a banner, like Pope Paul VI
said.
Exactly. Yeah.
Even before I was born, I knew that. Come on.
Yeah, they were telling you, teaching you that. That's awesome.
They were.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Well, we're going to go ahead and go because we are past the. But I will say this. Let's. I tell you. Can you say the Hail Mary for us there? Bill, just to end this tonight, can you say the Hail Mary for us?
Let me have to look it up.
It's okay.
No, I'm kidding. Absolutely not necessary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Amen. Well, that is a good lead-in because Elvis and my wife teamed up to do this song here. So here's Elvis.
I was going to ask you if you wanted it in Latin.
Oh, blessed Mother,
this is good.
We pray to thee. Thanks for the miracle of your rosary. Only you can hold back your holy son's hand long enough for the whole world to understand. Hail Mary, full of grace. Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. Now and at the hour of our death, and we'll thank once again for the miracle of your rosary.
Wow.
Okay, he beat the heck
That's
out
awesome.
Of me, no doubt about it.
That's awesome. That was awesome.
I always had him pegged as a Southern Baptist. That was phenomenal.
That was very phenomenal. And my wife actually added a verse to that, and that is so awesome. And my wife sang that at my mother's funeral. In fact, she sang it for my mother before, you know, when we were visiting them. And my mother loved it so much. And
wow,
when she had died,
yeah,
when she died. So
that is
but
so
I love
cool.
What, that is very cool. And I play that I share that with also with my with the devotion that we're doing for America. And I always share, of course, Mike and his walk the line. So God bless you all, everybody, because we are all walking the line. And good night, everybody.
Good night.
Truth is a fine line. Deeper truth is an even finer line. When we decided to call ourselves Deeper Truth, we knew the obligations that name would put upon us. We wanted our readers and listeners to be always confident. Whenever you tuned into a program with a Deeper Truth logo, that is exactly what you got. Deeper Truth. From Journey with Mary with John Carpenter on Sundays to the Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Gregory Thompson on Mondays, you learned you were never alone, that heaven is only a prayer away. It is a sacred obligation week after week to bring you not just the truth, but the deeper truth. And that is why
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.